Hi, I'm Chris Hall from Intergen. In this session, we're going to talk about using Dynamics CRM 2011 with the Windows Azure platform. We're going to talk specifically in this module about using Dynamics CRM with Windows Azure. Windows Azure is Microsoft's operating system for the cloud. It provides a couple of core services that we can use for building out our cloud applications. The first is Windows Azure Compute. Windows Azure Compute allows us to build applications, deploy them, and have them execute in the cloud. Right? So in Microsoft's data centers running around the world. We can then choose to add and remove multiple instances of our application to really scale out, potentially to massive scale applications. We can deploy both managed and unmanaged code into the cloud. Another service provided by Windows Azure is Windows Azure Storage. And Windows Azure Storage allows us to have semi-structured storage on tap in the cloud. Again, with the ability to scale out massively, terabytes and terabytes of data, should we need it. It's highly available storage that means that there are three copies of our data stored at any one point in time in the data center for high availability scenarios. Let's have a quick look at what a Windows Azure typical architecture looks like. Requests to Windows Azure are going to come from out on the internet. And into Windows Azure Compute, they come through a load balancer. That load balancer is automatically managed by Windows Azure, and it means that when we deploy our service is wired up to sit behind that load balancer. We can choose within our service how many instances of our application we want to run. Right? That means that we can scale out to, think of it like scaling out a web farm. We can scale out many services and they're automatically wired up behind the load balancer. We have different types of roles in a Windows Azure service. We have what's called a web role, and a web role is based around Internet Information Server, and it's really designed for serving up ASP.NET sites, WCF sites, WCF services, and we also enable things like PHP and other complementary platforms as well. We also have a concept of a worker role. And a worker role is really designed to sit there and spin in the background and process work in the background. Again, we can turn on multiple instances of these. So that's Windows Azure Compute. We also have Windows Azure Storage, and Windows Azure Storage provides us with a variety of different storage fundamentals that we can use and consume via a RESTful service in the cloud. We have Windows Azure Tables, which provide us with semi-structured tabular type data. We have queues, and Windows Azure Queues provide us with a simple asynchronous dispatch mechanism to drop a message on the queue and then have another portion of our application pick it up. So for example, we might want to communicate between a web role and a worker role. We can do that through queues. The web role puts a message on the queue, the worker role reads the message off the queue. And then we have blob storage, and blob storage can be thought of as a really big file system for the cloud. We're able to write files into blob storage, and those files can then be retrieved from blob storage. One of the great things about storage, and in particular blob storage, is an ability to directly access storage from the internet. So this means if we're working, say, with very, very large files in a CRM application, say we've built an application that manages the upload of large video content. We can potentially support the upload of that video content directly into blob storage, right? And then the retrieval of that content back out of blob storage directly. This means that all of our users' video upload and download bypasses our data center and may allow us to reduce the amount of bandwidth that we have to carry. So what do Windows Azure applications look like in the context of Dynamics CRM? So the first is that Windows Azure is an ideal place to host iframes. Right. It potentially provides with an all-cloud option if we're using CRM Online. So we can use CRM Online for our Dynamics CRM application, and we can then choose to have iframes that are in turn hosted by and running inside Windows Azure. Because Windows Azure lets us run any code that we want to, right? We have the opportunity to then execute that highly privileged code over in Windows Azure and expose it back through the CRM UI. Our application running in Windows Azure can obviously call out to the CRM web services, and it can also listen to the App Fabric service bus to receive messages, and in particular to receive messages from CRM remote plugins. And we actually discuss that in the App Fabric service bus module in the training kit. We can also build hybrid applications. So for example, we might choose to build an application where a portion of the application is hosted on-premise and a portion of the application is hosted in the cloud. A good example might be a customer service portal that backs into Dynamics CRM. If we have a major customer service issue, we're obviously suddenly going to have massive load on our customer service portal. So by running that in Windows Azure, we can potentially turn on many, many instances to be able to deal with that customer load. And then by routing the data through queues back to our on-premise system, we can deal with transferring that data into our on-premise Dynamics CRM system without overloading it because we've scaled out the cloud and haven't necessarily scaled it out on-premise. So again, very important if you're building these hybrid applications to understand this concept of buffering. So where we scale up in the cloud, and we connect to on-premise services that may not scale, we need to have some sort of buffering in there to deal with those spikes in load. Other interesting cloud scenarios. So we may build things like credit scoring applications, address cleansing applications. We can run those in Windows Azure as an ISV and then expose them to customers, Dynamics CRM customers, potentially through the service bus or as direct web service calls. We might choose to do off-site auditing. So for example, we may choose to write data out over the service bus and store it in Azure storage to provide an off-site auditing capability. We may choose to do some sort of vertical partitioning in the cloud. So we may have CRM running on-premise, but we may be supporting one of those big document upload scenarios. Again, the video scenario I spoke about previously. We may then choose to have the upload mechanism for that running in the cloud to try and reduce load in our on-premise data center. Right. Windows Azure has really rich storage capabilities that actually include a content delivery network. So for example, if we're uploading video content that may be very broadly distributed, we can actually choose to enable the CDN for that as well. Windows Azure is paid for on a pay-as-you-use-it basis. That means that we only pay for what we use, and we pay for it really in the small number of cents per hour. So for compute, for Windows Azure compute, we're paying 12 cents per CPU hour or part thereof. Right? And that equates to roughly a sort of a 1.7 gigahertz processor and a couple of gigs of RAM. So that rolls out to about $2.88 a day, or about sort of $86, $87 for a 30-day period. So very reasonably priced. We'd encourage you to always run at least two instances in Windows Azure. The reason is by running two instances, you then fall within the Windows Azure service level agreement. Right? Those two instances will sit in behind the load balancer and your traffic will be routed between them. If one of them fails, Windows Azure will automatically bring up another one. So again, for high availability and to really fall within the service level agreement, you're encouraged to run two instances. For storage, we pay 15 cents per gigabyte per month, right, for data that's stored on disk. So again, it's very economical storage, and that is triple replicated in the cloud. And then for bandwidth into and out of a data center, we pay 10 cents per gigabyte for data inbound and 15 cents per gigabyte for data outbound. So in summary, Windows Azure allows us to really extend our CRM applications to the cloud. It allows us to build all cloud applications by combining Dynamics CRM Online with Windows Azure to run our whole application in the cloud. It also allows us to extend out on-premise deployments of CRM or partner-hosted deployments of CRM by building portions of our application in the cloud or, for example, taking advantage of cloud-based storage. Right? We can choose to host things like iframes. So host iframes in Windows Azure and then consume those iframes inside the CRM UI. We may choose to host our portal applications inside Windows Azure and then have those portal applications connect to the Dynamics CRM web services to have an all-up in the cloud application. We may choose to directly use some of those cloud services. We may choose to actually consume cloud-based storage from our on-premise applications. And we may also take advantage of the App Fabric Service Bus, and again, that's a topic of another module inside the training kit.